In this bulletin, the Qatari government expresses regret over the distress caused by invasive searches of women on a flight to Sydney. Two new appointments to the High Court. And in sport, Australian cricket's international summer schedule against India is locked in. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Qatari government has expressed regret over any distress or infringement on personal freedoms caused when women from around 10 different planes were subjected to invasive physical examinations at a Doha airport. The internal examinations were conducted earlier this month in response to the discovery of a newborn baby in a plastic bag in a rubbish bin at Hamad International Airport. A statement from Qatar's Government Communications Office says the searches of women on a flight to Sydney were necessary to try to prevent the perpetrators of the baby's attempted murder from escaping. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described the treatment of the women as unacceptable and appalling and says the Australian government will continue to seek answers from Qatari authorities.
As father of daughters, I could only shudder at the thought that any woman, Australian or otherwise, would be subjected to that. So I think you can be confident that those messages were conveyed very clearly and at the time and more recently. In addition to that, we expect to see the result of that investigation very soon.
A woman who arrived in Australia on a special repatriation flight from India has tested positive for COVID-19. Authorities say the 31-year-old woman tested negative before leaving New Delhi, but recorded a positive test after arriving in Darwin yesterday. They say she's asymptomatic and being held in isolation at the Howard Springs quarantine facility. The woman was travelling with two children who've also been tested and their results are pending. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has criticised her New South Wales counterpart over making the issue of border closures political. The Queensland government has promised to make an announcement on borders by Friday. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has criticised Queensland authorities for waiting to announce a decision on the border until just a day before the state election. But Ms Palaszczuk says she's simply following health advice on border decisions.
I have the courage to stand up for what is right. I have the courage to keep Queenslanders safe. And unfortunately, it's disappointing to see the New South Wales Premier try to be political at this time when she has enough of her own issues to deal with. This is simply a diversion from what is happening with herself.
Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded two new COVID-19 cases among returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine in Cairns. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the appointment of two new High Court justices. Justice Simon Stewart from Victoria will succeed Justice Geoffrey Nettle, who retires at the end of next month, and Justice Jacqueline Gleeson from New South Wales will commence in March, replacing Justice Virginia Bell AC, who will retire from the court in February. Attorney General Christian Porter says Justice Gleeson is the eldest daughter of former Chief Justice Murray Gleeson.
That places her in a rather unique position. I'm told that's a first in common law countries. I might just pause very briefly and say that I note that because it's notable. But looking through the CVs of both Justice Stewart and Justice Gleeson, their families have played an enormous role.
In sport, Australian cricket's international summer schedule against India has been locked in, with Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane to host test matches. India's squad will arrive in Australia on the 12th of November and spend 14 days in quarantine in Sydney, with the New South Wales government permitting the tourists to train in that time. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 32 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 21. Melbourne, a possible shower developing, 21 degrees. Hobart, similar conditions, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 19. Wollongong, showers and becoming windy, 18. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, showers and 23. Brisbane, a possible shower or storm, 21. Cairns, sunny and 33. and Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.